the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net. Apple is making its own daily news show. Apple News Today, which the company calls a podcast, is exclusive to Apple Podcasts, and there's no RSS feed. It's visible, but doesn't play, on the Apple Podcasts website too. The Verge claims it's only available in the US, Canada, the UK, and Australia. The editorial, however, seems entirely US-focused. It wasn't mentioned in Spotify's launch yesterday, but their launch into Russia does not include podcasting. The market for them is nascent, Spotify told Reuters. It's something that'll be important to us over time, added a Spotify VP, Gustav Gillenhammer. Spotify Russia's Instagram account says we're working on it. Spotify's lack of podcasts in Russia will probably be a talking point at Listen. It's the first podcast festival in Russia, a free virtual event on August the 1st to 2nd, and it's added to our list of podcast events at pod.events. Audio Boom has signed a bunch of new shows to their network, including Idiot with Chris Hardwick and The Tiny Meat Gang. It's also renewed contracts with No Such Thing as a Fish and true crime podcast Morbid. Acast has added a virtual storefront for the Acast Marketplace. It allows advertisers to browse and discover shows that fit their desired audience. It actually allows anyone to. So if you want men aged between 18 and 24 in the US who like comedy and history, then The Alarmist is for you, apparently. Triton Digital's podcast platform OmniStudio has enabled tools for exclusive podcasts with secure podcast feeds and players, it's been announced. Elise Cooper from Mamma Mia is now an executive producer for podcasting at Nova Entertainment in Sydney. Congratulations, Elise. Writing for Inside Podcasting, Leo Laporte says he's unhappy about what the future might hold for podcasting. Eventually, there'll be three or four companies, he says, that own all podcasts, and it'll very dramatically change the kind of stuff you listen to. And if you're thinking of making a podcast app, you might want to rethink that. They're hard. Casey Bourne writes a good piece on why podcast apps fail, especially ones that promise social features. In podcast news today, Quizish is a new trivial quiz that you can play along with your friends or on your own, produced by Mamma Mia and Gordon's Gin. If you like pub quizzes, this is just the tonic. We see what they've done there. Zigzag, the business show about being human, returns today. It's part of the TED family of podcasts and hosted by Manoush Zomorodi, who asks, what is the path to a kinder, more sustainable way? What the Focaccia is a popular foodie podcast, returns today for a second season. It takes a look at all things good food, quality produce, sustainability, and great recipes and tips. And Kinsider is a new media podcast hosted by Chris Peterson of Kindred Media. The first episode talks about recent mergers and acquisitions in podcasting, iHeartMedia, Spotify, SiriusXM, and Kim Kardashian West. And Chris should know. He created and launched the iHeart Podcast Network and worked at TuneIn. And that's the latest from our newsletter. Subscribe at podnews.net.